Thank you, Madam Chair. I do also I also warmly welcome the high-level delegation from Lao PDR. I address the Article 10 education. The committee welcomes that the state party has been taking measures to increase school enrollment of women. However, gender disparity is still significant at tertiary educational levels, including vocational training. There is also a significant gender gap in enrollment in non-traditional fields like science, technology, and engineering, STEM field. This is largely due to traditional gender stereotypes where boys' education is prioritized over girls who drop out for multiple reasons such as child marriage, distance to school, and norms of the remaining home to help mothers. As a result, literacy rates are lower for girls compared to men, leading to reduced opportunities for women to secure meaningful employment or play significant roles in society. So my questions are as follows. Regarding stereotypes in education, what concrete measures has been taken to ensure that parents understand that education is the basis for girls' subsequent employment and economic independence, and to let parents send girls to school? How does the state party ensure the effectiveness of gender-sensitive curricula in changing discriminatory stereotypes from an early age, particularly in rural and ethnic communities, and promote shared responsibility in domestic and professional roles? Now, regarding access to education, what are the specific measures to increase girls' access to education, in particular girls from ethnic minority groups and indigenous girls in secondary and higher education, particularly in STEM fields? What are the plans to provide necessary education in native languages, targeting non-Lao-speaking girls to increase the literacy rate of women in rural areas? How does the state party monitor the implementation and assess the impact of Decree number 208 on lifelong learning? What steps are being taken to improve the infrastructure and resources in schools in remote and rural areas, including separate facilities for girls? What effort is state party taking to ensure quality access to education for all girls and young women with disabilities? Now, regarding the prevention of school dropout, how does the state party plan to sustain and expand the school lunch program in rural and remote areas, especially given its importance in retaining girls in schools? How does the state party monitor and address the issue of child marriage and its impact on girls' education, especially in remote areas? What are the measures to increase access to accurate sexual and reproductive health education and services to reduce child marriage and unintended pregnancy? And are there any strategies to provide learning opportunities for adolescent girls who are pregnant or mothers that adequately respond to their needs? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.